it's great because I feel like I have almost two clubs in one. I can do any, I can hit any shot that I want with the hybrid. And
this is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fitting Room podcast. I am your host AJ Volpel, along with someone who might be a little groggy because it's a little early on the West Coast, none other than Nate Adelman. Nate, how are you feeling today, buddy?
I'm doing good. I haven't gone to sleep yet. I've just been celebrating a big win all night.
I know. It's a huge win, and it's really perfect timing because we're recording this Monday morning, and we just so happen to have a little Players' Championship ad shoot at the course next to TPC Sawgrass, so it really worked out because Francesco Molinari will actually be joining us this morning. He's one of the first players coming through our kind of content gauntlet that we have our players kind of come through with photography, video, podcasts like this one. So it's going to be amazing that we get him just literally hours after his big win, first official start with all Callaway clubs in the bag. So Nate, there's obviously a lot to talk about.
Well, they didn't show this part of the press conference yesterday, but the first thing he said after the win was, "I can't wait to join the boys on the Fitting Room tomorrow."
Right. We all know that he's publicly come out as a big fan of ours. So we already know that. So it's going to be a ton of fun to kind of check out how the switch went, because we all know player dependent that could be easy or it could be very difficult. But Nate, in this case, it kind of seemed like it was the former, you know?
It's pretty exciting to see a guy where all the work that goes into the products, the guy notices it and it pays off right away. You know, we saw that with golf ball.
Yep.
We saw that with his putter shaft. And of course the driver.
Yeah.
And the 4-iron.
And
you have
right.
to get the 4-iron.
I know. I'm definitely going to ask him about the 4-iron. So we're kind of running on time constraints here. So we're going to wrap up the intro, but quick plug to Nate and mine and Nate's live show tonight, which is on every Monday on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock Pacific time or 8 to 9 Eastern time. We're going to be taking calls all about fitting and equipment. So if you have a call, make sure you tune into the show and get your questions in. Without further ado, let's go on and get to the Fitting Room with Francesco Molinari.
Ollie Schneiderjans here, and every morning while I blow dry my perfect hair, I listen to The Ship Show with Jeff and AJ. Those two only wish they sounded as good as my hair looks.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Like we said, it is a big Monday here at Callaway and the Fitting Room. I'm in Florida right now. Nate is still in San Diego. It's pretty early on Nate's side. Nate, you feeling all right today?
I feel great. We got a big win yesterday, and what better way to start off a Monday talking about golf clubs?
Yeah, and sitting across from me is a major champion and the Arnold Palmer Invitational champion from yesterday, Francesco Molinari. Francesco, thanks so much for coming by after such a massive day for you.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know that you're a huge fan of The Fitting Room, that you listen to it every time. That's the first thing that you said to me when you got here. But Nate and I, the first thing that we want to talk to you about is the big switch that you made this past year, especially after such a big year. You played so well last year, probably the best year of your career. How difficult is it to go from one manufacturer to the other?
Well, I guess every case, is individual and different. But my transition has been pretty smooth and easy, you saw yesterday. Started testing the Callaway stuff around November, December last year, and pretty much loved it from the beginning. So kept exploring a little bit more, and it's been a very smooth transition. Obviously, the easy thing after last year would have been to say, let's keep everything the same and don't change a thing, but I don't really think you can do that in golf and in sports. You still need to try to get better and to, get the best equipment that you can get. So, yeah.
Was there a certain piece of equipment or a single piece of equipment that maybe in your mind you may have thought that would be very difficult to change?
I guess, you have question marks about everything before you test, but the testing was positive from the beginning, so that was, you know, a nice thing to see. And then the ball probably is the toughest thing for us to change. But again, I started testing it with the driver and saw an increase in ball speed, which was great to see. And then went on the chipping green and it felt softer than what I had before on the green. So, you know, it's a great combination, and it's been really, really easy.
Nice.
So, Francesco, during that testing process, how much of it is looking at the numbers on TrackMan? How much is it of it is the feel, and how much is it just the way it looks and sets up when you're holding the club?
It's a combination, I would say. For me, like I said, the first part was testing the new Epic Flash driver and the ChromeSoft X on TrackMan to see what the numbers were like. And like I said, immediately saw a jump in ball speed. So there was the first tick off the checklist, and then went onto the chipping green to get a feel for the ball. And again, felt great, soft and spinning enough and all of that. So after you see the numbers, obviously you take it out on the course and you see in different winds, different shot shapes. You want to see obviously a ball that you can control and you know, that responds well to what you're trying to do. And that was the case from the start.
How easy is it for you to, like, just from a feel perspective, to detect changes in ball? Like, could you go from one ball to a different one and immediately, without even seeing the name on the ball, like, feel a difference? Like, is it that easy for you to detect?
I think so, yeah. I mean, maybe not with driver, but definitely with irons and especially wedges around the greens and onto the greens, it's pretty immediate to feel the difference. And then obviously with irons always is the ball flight that makes a difference. What I found with the ChromeSoft X was that, especially into the wind, I would say was more stable than what I had before. So there was less deviation left and right, and it was just getting better through the wind. So again, hitting it a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. So I was in love from the beginning, pretty much.
Yeah, and I was going to say, with driver, like, just watching you play, watching you on TV, it seemed like you just have just already a confidence with it. Is it something about the look, or is it something about the performance that you just that immediately clicked with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's speed, because that's really important for us. And I think once you have speed and you're in the right bracket of spin, then you can, you know, fit it to what you need.
Yeah.
The look is great. It's very classical. At least, you know, from when you stand over the ball, it's a very classical looking driver. Mm-hmm. Love the shape of it. And then again, the feel, you know, the sound that it makes when you hit the ball, and just the feel of speed and power when you hit it flush in the middle is amazing.
Nice.
Now, Francesco, one of the questions we get a lot on this show is about golfers say, should I play the same shaft in my driver and my fairway? And when looking at your bag, you do play a similar model in the driver versus the fairway. Can you talk us through your approach there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a specific idea on that, meaning that I've played in the past with different shafts on driver and three wood. But yeah, the fitting has been, again, very easy this year. And so I started with the driver, and when I got a shaft that I liked on the driver that was pretty similar to what I had last year, tested it on the three wood as well. And it was working well. So obviously, I think if you can keep the shaft the same between the driver and the three wood, you know, it's one less thing you need to worry about. It's gonna behave pretty much the same when you try to hit the shot. So I think that's a sign of, you know, good club design, that you don't have to compensate with the shaft between driver and three wood. You know, you can play the same shaft in two very different clubs, because obviously the three wood, we need more spin, we need to hit it off the turf, But that's just a testament to how good the clubs are.
Yeah, and now you have you go driver, three wood, then you go to the Apex Hybrid, 20 degrees. What do you look to get out of your Apex Hybrid? Is it a club that is primarily hit off the fairway or out of the rough into greens, or do you ever use it off the tee? What's like your kind of play with the hybrid?
Yeah, no, it needs to be quite versatile because I hit it off the tee. Last week, I hit it off the tee a few times. Mm-hmm. I hit it into par fives, second shots, and obviously there you need more height and more spin. You definitely hit it out of the rough sometimes. Yeah, it's not a very easy club to fit because it needs to do a lot of different things. But again, I mean, with the clubs that I was playing last year, I couldn't find a hybrid all year. I tried and I ended up playing either with a 2-iron or a 5-wood. And now it's great because I feel like I have almost two clubs in one. I can hit any shot that I want with the hybrid, and that saves changing the setup of the bag every week depending on the setup of the course.
Yeah, and we have to mention the 4-iron that you have in the bag, the Apex Pro 4-iron. Talk us through that hole in one that you made on Thursday, because I know it was. On paper, it was like 203 yards, but it was playing a little longer than that. Talk us through that hole-in-one that you used the 4-iron for.
Yeah, well, it was the first morning. It was really cold, and breezy for Florida standards.
Yeah, seriously.
And it was into off the right, so playing definitely a little longer than the distance. And, yeah, just flushed the 4-iron straight at the flag. It landed exactly where we wanted, probably 7-8. Yards short of the flag and released straight at it, and we were lucky enough to see it going in. And
yeah, that was a nice little debut for you with the new equipment,
you don't expect to make a hole in one after seven holes, but a brilliant start of the season.
Yeah, and sorry to bump in here, Nate, but I'm looking at his set right now. And Francesco, you go from 4-iron Apex Pro, and then you jump into Musclebacks. Yeah. Is there a reason why you go with an Apex Pro for a 4-iron and not the same continuous Musclebacks throughout the set?
Well, it's just because it's similar to the setup that I had last year. And I carry 4 wedges and then obviously the 5-iron and the hybrid. So I need something that bridges that gap between the 5-iron and the hybrid, that it's quite big.
Yeah.
So the Apex Pro gives me a little more ball speed, a little more height, a little bit more forgiveness. But yeah, I've got the 4-iron in the muscle bags as well. I just didn't have much time to test it yet.
The
irons have been so good that probably I'll try it out at some point. Yeah.
Nice.
AJ is always looking for an excuse to play muscle backs. So he looks at all the tour players' bags and says, "Who's playing muscle backs? Let me try to copy that guy."
I'm like, wow, but Francesco's playing the same clubs as me.
If they help, why not? Why not?
That's
so talk us through your approach with your wedges and how you do your gapping there.
Oh, yeah, great question.
Yeah, well, it's basically based on distance. So I've got the pitching wedge from the muscle back. Then I go down to a 50 degrees. So I've got 3 wedges in the MacDaddy 4. Mm-hmm. I've got the 50 degrees and the 56 with the S grind, and the 60 with the C grind, because obviously the 60, you hit it more around the greens. And
again, open it up a little bit.
Yeah, you do more different things with the club face, and again, it needs to be more versatile, like we were saying about the hybrid. But the gapping, it's just a matter of yardages, really. So I used to have a 52, so pitching wedge 52, 56, 60.
Yep.
But then we just noticed with my caddy that the gap between the 52 and the wedge was a little bit too big, so switching to a 50, and you just work it out playing week after week. And you dial in the exact yardages that you need.
Yeah. And so for a course, just two questions to finish up here, Francesco. So say the course last week, Bay Hill, and a course this week, Sawgrass, will you make any changes to your wedges, or are the courses so similar that you'll kind of keep the same makeup?
No, I tend to keep the same pretty much throughout the year, to be honest.
Yeah.
Last year in Shinnecock, when things got really firm,
yeah,
I think I switched to a different 60. So it can happen during the season, you know, in extreme conditions that I change, but otherwise I feel like with the setup that I have, I can deal pretty much with any conditions.
Nice. And well, obviously we're gonna leave off with the putter, because that was instrumental in your victory yesterday. I think you said that it was one of the best putting days of your life.
Yeah.
So you have a Toulon Madison putter. It's a blade putter. It has a Stroke Lab shaft on it.
Yeah.
When testing that putter, because you've always been such a great putter, when testing that, was there anything specific either that you were looking for or that you felt right away with the Toulon that you were like, oh, this is a no-brainer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix of the look and the feel. The feel, I have to say, it was great from the beginning.
Yeah.
Quite softer to what I had last year. You know, it's a combination, obviously, of the putter and the ball again. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I just was looking for something quite classical looking, and it was, yeah, again, an easy transition with the addition of the Stroke Lab shaft. That definitely has been a huge help. You know, it's nice when you switch equipment to find something really new and innovative like that, because especially on putting,
right?
There's not been a lot of innovation.
A lot of new technology and stuff. I know, you're right.
So I tested it, and you can definitely feel the difference, and especially I think on longer parts, you can feel the club head being more stable, and it just makes it more. It just makes it easier to deliver the club back where you want it to.
Yeah, Nate. Any last words from Southern California before we let Francesco off the hot seat?
Francesco, thank you for joining us, and it's exciting to have you on the team, and we look forward to keeping track of you over the next couple seasons.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great start, and now we need to, you know, keep going like this.
Yeah. Good luck this week and the rest of the year. Thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you guys next time on The Fitting Room.